This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation lies, deceit and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 9th, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast, and as the last hour ended up, I was running down a story. The title of which is Antifa and BAM Leaders Are Seeking Positions of Authority. And after BAM and other Antifa groups staged violent protests in Berkeley to keep right-wing author Milo Yiannopoulos from speaking, many defended the group's acts of violence. BAM was unable to cancel another event, this time in April, by pro-Trump author Ann Coulter by promising a repeat performance. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security say groups like Antifa and BAM are engaging in domestic terrorist violence, according to Politico. Now, it is being reported on RT now. There is one of those petitions. It's got over 100,000 signatures to declare George Soros' organization's a terrorist organization and seize his assets. It would be nice if that would go to fruition, but who knows. So the other thing I wanted to make mention before we play the Ken O'Keefe is, you know, I was doing the story about the serial murderer and killed five white men. It's interesting. He was able to get bond. He could have, you know, the judge ruled, I think it was a $300,000 bond. It might have been more. I think the story had it, but I've done, let's just say it was $1 million bond. It's probably $1 million. It don't matter what it is, but they set bond for him. Charged with killing two, suspected of killing three more, he was given bond. But Chris Cantell, that took part in the Charlottesville event and has been charged with some kind of assault for pepper spraying someone. It was pepper spraying him. I mean, at least he's got the defense of self-defense, but he was denied bail. No bail for Chris Cantell. Now, just so you know, not much of this is being said in the media, but the police apparently in Charlottesville are methodically going through all of the video footage and trying to find more people to charge. Now, I know of a couple of more that's been charged on the statue protesters, the ones that were protesting the removal of statue. That's what they went there for. I don't know, and I have my doubts if they're charging anyone on the other side, but they may well be. But again, that was a complete created by design by the local police and the governor. They got the desired result that they intended to. It was manufactured to create a riot scenario, and the blood, every bit of it, the guilt, every bit of it, is on the mayor, the police, and the governor, because without their complicity in creating this event, it would never have happened the way it did. So, with that said, okay, I'm going to, I love Ken O'Keefe. I usually don't play things quite this long, but I had Eric scheduled for today, Eric Stryker. He's supposed to join me second hour next week, and I wanted to play this several weeks ago, and I did it. It's not that old, though. But I just want you to think, when you hear this information, I don't know how far and wide RT goes. I think there's a lot of people that pay attention to it. I do. I look at the website practically every day. But Ken O'Keefe has a way of laying it out practically like unlike anyone else. I mean, it's the straight truth. I love it. And after the first break, you know, which is about 20 after the hour, after that break, we will take phone calls, 1-800-313-9443 for the rest of the broadcast. But let's go ahead and roll that Ken O'Keefe. And just imagine, if you've never heard any information like this, how this would hit you in the face like a brick bat.
He is a political analyst and ex-U.S. Marine who renounced U.S. citizenship.
The important thing for the regime in North Korea is survival. Why would they risk everything
to bait the Americans and bait the South Koreans? Because I'm not a military man here, but if the North Koreans were to start any kind of military offensive against one of its neighbors, that country would probably be incinerated in a matter of hours. They're not going there, but if you read Western media, it looks like we're dealing with a lunatic state, just as James pointed out. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I really believe this is more smoke and mirrors than anything else, and I think the timing couldn't be more obvious. This recent false flag event in Syria and Trump's absolute U-turn and ridiculousness, insulting the American people and the world with his beautiful babies and concern for the Syrians, is nothing more than a complete total continuity with the policy of the United States over the last few decades, and that would be to completely destroy the Middle East. Now, when Trump did this, so many of his constituents, those who supported him and got him into office, were outraged. They voted for him in direct opposition to Hillary Clinton because they knew that World War III was a virtual absolute with her, that psychopath extraordinaire criminal with a husband who likes to fly off with Jeffrey Epstein to on the Lolita Express to go do God knows what while he dismisses his Secret Service heading to the U.S. Virgin Islands. So this thing that's happening with North Korea, I believe, is nothing more than smoke and mirrors to divert from the real policies, which are going to be continued because Donald Trump is owned by the very same interests that own the U.S. Congress. And the policies are to continue to destroy the Middle East. Right. I do believe that they're going to head into Syria and go ahead and bring in U.S. troops. And a lot of those U.S. troops who saw what happened with Syria in the last couple of weeks came out and made some amazing YouTube videos and said, what the hell are you doing, Donald Trump? So for me, and aside from that, the United States never fights anybody who can fight back. True. We're cowards. We don't pick on people who can fight back.
That's the logic here. The more you threaten this country, the more it's going to be defensive. I mean, that's human nature. That's on a human-to-human level, but not just country-to-country on a global stage. I mean, if I were South Korea, I would make sure I would have as many defensive capabilities as I could to deter aggression. Well, go ahead.
Well, if Iraq taught the world anything, it is, and Libya, for that matter, giving up its nuclear program, the world has been taught, if you want to avoid the empire's wrath, make sure you arm yourself to the teeth, because disarming yourself is not going to serve any protection at all. Let's also get in. Here's where North Korea and Syria and the Middle East, all of it ties in. There is a very big misunderstanding amongst the people of the world who don't have psychopathic, sociopathic qualities. See, for those of us who have any level of humanity, we don't want war. But there's a big problem. Those who are in charge actually have a major incentive to have war. Now, the bankers who run the world, literally by having an infinite supply of money, while us dupes allow ourselves to pay interest, interest when we could print that money ourselves, and let's get to JFK, who was going to end that by issuing United States notes as opposed to Federal Reserve notes,
Ken,
which, of course, is a private bank.
Ken, let me jump in here. We're going to go to a short break. And let me go back to Ken here. Two things about crosstalk that people complain about. I have to go to a hard break in the middle, and it's too short. So I cut you off in the first half. Please continue, my friend.
You know, what I'm going to say now, I want to make clear, is motivated by a deep love of this beautiful planet and all humanity. And while many of my brothers and sisters in the human family are acting in a completely unacceptable way, what I'm saying is based on love. There is no grudge. I simply want what's best so that we can hand this world over in a better state than we have it now. We are continuing to flirt with a third world war. It seemed that people in World War II realized, especially with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that we could not do this a third time. But apparently we've been cast under another spell and seem to forget that we do have the capacity to destroy this planet. Now, those of us who have any kind of sanity and humanity realize the dangers of this, but those who are running the world through the control of finance have a major incentive to incite war, because more important than the money that they control is the most important parameter of a tyrannical system, a tiny minority ruling over the masses. And that principle is you will never be able to rule people if you cannot divide them. So you must divide them. What divides people more than anything else? War, mass murder, horrendous crimes, torture, Things like that are good in the view of a banker. So the bankers have a major incentive just as a carte blanche reality of where they are. But right now they have an extra added incentive, and that incentive is that the consciousness of humanity is rising, and many of the key principles of the tyrannical system we're dealing with are being exposed. And there's an elephant in the room that I'm going to get into after the other guests talk, because it's an important elephant that we seem to be ignoring. But the major point that I want to make right now is that those who are in charge of this world have a major incentive to instigate a third world war. And this is where I would disagree with my brother Mohammed there in Russia, if you think that logic and rational behavior and sense is the guide, because attacking North Korea would be catastrophic, of course. And I used to live in Hawaii. Hawaii may well be incinerated, literally. Sure. Hawaii would be a primary target. And I love my Hawaiian brothers and sisters, and I'll be damned if I'm going to sit by and say nothing that is relevant to that situation because I'm afraid of the consequences. So I'm going to get back to the elephant in the room after the other guests have a chance to talk. But make no mistake, those who are running this world right now have a major incentive for a third world war.
Well, you know,
another place we can go to is Iran, which I'm heading back to again. There's 100,000 victims in Iran from the chemical weapons that Saddam Hussein used with the aid of the CIA. This is a matter of public record. Let us remember how he was our favorite little attack dog in the Middle East, and that we had to attack Iran for having the audacity of getting rid of our puppet, the Shah. And the Iranians, all too ironically, while being told, the whole West being told that these are the evil people who want to exterminate the Jews and all this kind of nonsense, the Iranians had an amazing debate within their nation back in the 80s when they were being attacked by weapons of mass destruction from Saddam Hussein and chemical weapons. And there was a debate about whether they should even attack Basra and Baghdad with weapons of mass destruction. And you know what their answer was? No, we can't, because we're a God-fearing nation and it would be immoral and God would not approve. So this is yet another example, 100,000 victims of chemical weapons in Iran. So yeah, America's moral authority hasn't existed for decades. And I have been shocked that even back in 2003 that people were talking about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Excuse me, the United States is the biggest producer, distributor, and user of weapons of mass destruction, and it's going to be the moral authority to talk about who can and can't have them? It was absurd then. It's even more absurd now.
In reality, though, and I know many people would not like this when I say it, but in reality, Obama is more evil than the Korean regime, because he's killed many more people through drone strikes, through supporting Saudi Arabia, through destroying Syria, Libya, creating mass starvation in Yemen, one of the unique crimes of contemporary history. And we have silence in the mainstream media. We have silence in think
billion
tanks.
Dollar,
go ahead, Ken, jump in.
$60 billion weapons to Saudi Arabia, the most grotesque nation on the planet. Women have zero rights. Again, I say, how is it possible that the United States can talk about its concern for women and selling $60 billion worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, in which women aren't even considered humans, quite frankly?
Now,
they're not allowed to go out alone.
And
they
now,
can't drive. They don't vote.
The Saudis have been elected to the UN Commission for Women's Rights.
That's probably the most Orwellian ending of Crosstalk of all time. We've run out of time, gentlemen. Many thanks to my guests in New York, London, and here in Moscow.
All right, there you have it, Ken O'Keefe. I mean, wow. When you start to put it all together and you really think back and you go back to the 50s with Mossadegh and Iran, and you come forward through all that, Ken O'Keefe, shed some light on and then the others that he didn't have time to go into. It really makes you hang your head, don't it, to look at the plight of this country and what it has inflicted on other countries throughout recent decades. I mean, just unfreaking believable. And yet, simultaneously, while those of us that have lived through all of those atrocities, just watching them from afar here in America, we are indoctrinated constantly to say the national anthem, be a good little patriot. There's always another holiday, you know, Veterans Days and Memorial Day and just something all the time, trying to drum up patriotism and pride in this country and some sort of they try to keep manipulating the American people to believe that America is exceptional and that we wear this big white hat like straight out of a Western movie, and we go around the world and we right wrongs and we help the poor and we spread democracy and blah 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 blah. But in reality, we have been the greatest warmonger nation in the history of the world. We're $20 trillion past bankrupt. When a baby's born in America and takes a breath, there's $60,000 in the hole to this ridiculous, absurd Federal Reserve banking system that's not federal or reserve, prints debt-bearing notes. And the American people were on the hook for them. It's a complete scam and shame that we would have any kind of elected representatives that for 100 years would continue this ridiculous vampirism on the American people. And you put that in conjunction with our foreign policy of where we've, I think Republic Broadcasting actually ran the story at one time, and through our history there's only been like 22 or 23 years where we wasn't at war. 700 military bases in well over 100 countries, and look at what we've got for it. I certainly don't feel like I'm any safer for all of that, and the $20 trillion of debt, I certainly don't feel like I have anything of benefit out of that. It's just ridiculous. I mean, this whole system should crush under the weight of its hypocrisy, you know, and its atrocity. It should be an atrocity and hypocrisy. And yet, it continues. I thought Ken O'Keefe. Now, something else that has not made any news. And actually, Breitbart ran this story. I was surprised a little bit at the source. But in a powerful address this week, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban stated that Hungary's fiercest opponents do not come from within but from abroad, and that Europe is falling victim to Islamification. In his annual address to the Civic Picnic, whatever that is, over the weekend, Orban reiterated his opposition to heavy-handed outside influence in Hungarian affairs, as well as his conviction that Europeans have not yet come to grips with the real threat posed by Islam, citing studies which suggest that more than 60 million migrants will depart from Africa towards Europe during the next 20 years, increasing Western Europe's Islamic population to above 20% by 2030, Orban stated the Islamization of Europe is real, whereas in China or the United States, it doesn't stand a chance. Orban has vigorously opposed the European Union's imposition of migrant quotas on individual member states, insisting that such questions are matters of national sovereignty and must be decided by each country and its people. This past June, Orban expressed his opposition to transferring any further decision-making authority to Brussels, especially regarding areas that touch directly on Hungarian sovereignty and immigration, the fixing of taxes and wages and Hungary's border fence. Yeah, you better get out of that, Mr. Orban, because their goal is to take you down. In his critique of the Brussels bureaucrats, he insisted that he is not anti-Europe, but wishes merely to halt the EU's creeping arrogation of further powers to itself and to maintain the current relationship as it is. So when we say stop no further, we're simply defending the status quo, he said. Hungarian voters have made it clear they do not wish to delegate this power to Brussels, and we wish to decide on who we should live alongside with. He added. So there you have it. I mean, the people, obviously, some are seeing through this ridiculous absurdity of the demographic changes that a complete sellout traitor of humanity like Angela Merkel has put in place, which you know, if you follow a recipe to bake a pound cake, at the end you should have a pound cake. If you follow the recipe that Angela Merkel is following, then you should successfully demographically destroy your country and all the culture and history and heritage of the German people, which have been under attack, you know, really endlessly since the end of World War II. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we'll take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443 if you would like to call in. We're going to go to the phones. Art, off the grid. Art, how are you doing today, my friend?
Oh, good morning, my brother. Just first of all, before I get into why I called, I would be very careful about throwing out the name Carolyn Yeager because several years back, she was on RBN, and I always vet every host before I put any stock in what they say. And I had to call her out on air because of her, how to put this politely, her love of Hitler and her comments that she agreed with his attitude of useless eaters being put into slave camps to work for whatever reasons. And I called her out live on air, and she never even, like, backed off a bit. She actually tried to defend that attitude of labor camps for what she called the useless eaters, agreeing with Hitler. So I'd be real careful about touting her as far as any source goes. She is a national socialist, and her history bears that out. Anyway, it was interesting you were the Kendall Keith clip there, which I found like absolutely like spot on, because I've been saying for years the United States is the biggest bully and terrorist organization in the history of the world. We have more violent tendencies than any other country that has ever existed. We are literally an empire on the verge of collapse due to our own hubris by thinking we're the big, bad world protector, and it's up to us to put everybody in line, and it's up to us to dictate to the world how to behave when we can't even behave ourselves as a nation. I just do not understand this. Can you help me out here?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you, Art. And I appreciate the Carolyn Yeager comment, because I am not aware. I'm not aware. That was emailed to me, and I've been trying to keep up with information about Ursula's plight. So I certainly appreciate your comments. But you know, isn't it amazing, Art, how well this indoctrination of singing the national anthem, being a good little patriot, support the troops, in light of the fact that we see, once we get into a country, we never leave. I mean, we still got bases in Japan, Germany, left over from World War II, and yet we try to find, we start a war. I've said this for years. We start the war to save the peace. And I think George W. Bush actually said one time we're bombing for peace, which is, you know, straight out of George Orwell's doublespeak. It's been amazing to me, and I want to get your thought on this. But in retrospect, looking back since 9/11, after 9/11, everyone around here, the churches, everyone was ready for war. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. And in retrospect, you know, some, not all, and certainly not that many really, have come to grips with how ridiculous that was, but yet they'll still fall for it and support, you know, bombing Syria again. I mean, I don't understand the mindset of the American people not to be able to see through this farce that these wars are necessary. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I mean, and what you said is spot on. We go into it. We are the world's greatest occupying force. Every country we've ever gone to, we've never left. And you're right. This is right out of George Orwell's 1984. War is peace. Up is down. Good is bad. I heard somebody once say, and I'm going to put this very politely, warring for peace is like having sex for the sake of virginity. This makes no sense at all.
Hang on for me, Art. I'll hold you over the break. Stay with me, Art. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, joined by Art Off the Grid. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. I wanted to make mention, Art, Monday is 16-year anniversary since 9/11, and it's hard for me to believe it's been 16 years, but look at what all has transpired with regards to war. Since then, the money spent, I think it's roughly about $6 trillion and 2 million lives, but don't hold me to that. But your thoughts. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? We can't balance a budget. We can't do this. We can't do that. We can't do the other thing. But, boy, we can sure come up with the money to bomb the snot out of anyone who doesn't want to use the petrodollar or who in any way, shape, form, or fashion doesn't do what we want them to do. It is absolutely amazing to me. And on that note, isn't it interesting, and this is where Donald Trump is showing his true colors, which is exactly what I said he was going to do. Everybody told me I was crazy, but his words, I will always agree on raising the debt ceiling. Wait a minute, Mr. Trump, what happened to cutting our deficit, reducing our spending, and blah, 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 blah?
Absolutely, absolutely. And he says he's for completely removing it, you know, just doing away with a debt ceiling. So, you know, when he made the deal this past week with the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling and to get the money to Houston, I thought maybe it's a tactical move because the Republicans suck so bad. But then he was tweeting out that the Dreamers is going to be okay, and my heart goes out for those caught in this situation, but it goes back to the politicians that created this situation by not enforcing the laws in the first place. And I think Donald Trump is totally poised to cave on that as well, which these are tenets of his platform that got him elected. What do you think about that, Art?
Oh, absolutely. He's doing what every good politician does, going back on what he promised he would do. The Republicans said, give us the House. They gave him the House. Give us the Senate. Well, they gave him the Senate. Give us the Oval Office. Well, they gave him the Oval Office. They still can't do what they promised they were going to do and get all this mess straightened out. And here's Donald Trump doing exactly what every good little politician does, exactly what he's told to do. And there goes the debt ceiling. We're going to always agree on that. There's never going to be any question. We're always going to do it when they want. And you know, we've got, and you wanted to, you couldn't remember Stein's first name. It's Mark Stein. Unfortunately, the only talk radio station we've got here is KTTR, which carries Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, you know, rebroadcasts of Jim Bohannon and stuff like this. But Mark Stein is the guy that fills in every once in a while for Rush. And I like him. He refers to himself as your favorite undocumented talk show, you know, immigrant talk show host, whatever. But I like him. I love the way he does. He's really good. But you know, these, you know, you've got Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, which are nothing but gatekeepers, right along with people like Alex Jones and Adam Kokesh and all the rest of these guys, that are trying to defend Trump by saying, well, because the Republicans don't want to work with Trump, Trump is going to slap them in the face and say, well, you don't want to work with me, see what I'll do, I'll work with the Democrats. No, that was the plan all along. That was the whole plan right there. And Donald Trump, don't think he ain't just itching for a reason to go to war. This guy is another warmonger. He comes right out with this, you know, North Korea, we'll get you with fire and fury. Well, that's code speak for nuclear war. This doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. All this takes is a little bit of common sense and the willing to see things clearly.
Oh, I agree with you, and I think sadly you're totally correct, because, you know, I've had the feeling, you probably listened to this broadcast back then, and I tried to support Trump. I absolutely didn't want Hillary Clinton, and I was hoping for the best, but you know, look at this situation. Just like what you said, the Republicans have control. They won't fund the border wall, which, you know, obviously, people voted for Trump because they wanted a border wall. They don't like this endless immigration into the country, and they want some real teeth put into an immigration policy. It's just that obvious. But the Republicans absolutely refuse. They won't do anything on the economy. They won't do anything on the wall. They can't even repeal Obamacare, which I think they have actually ran on for about 7 years now. That's what they were, since 2010. Oh, get rid of Bill Obama. They can't even do that. The Republican Party is such a joke. And it goes back to, we're not going to vote our way out of this, sadly. But Donald Trump, I believe he is poised to let us down in every way. And I'm scared to death of his warmongering, because when he went into Syria, you know, over that fake gas attack, and I know he bombed the airport or whatever, but that was appeasement, and you can't appease these people. You can't appease them. We can see, obviously, you can't appease them. So I personally think, with all the racial division and with the situations we're facing, the only direction this thing is going to go is to continue to get worse. And when they're shuttering, let me get your opinion on this, Art. They're closing down websites, and there's really not. I mean, if you didn't listen to RBN or, you know, or Rents or something, you maybe wouldn't even be aware that these websites are being removed and what's happening. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just to touch something you said, I've been listening to you since you first came to RBN, except for, like, what was it, 8 months, just over this past year, 8 months where I didn't have any access to anything, so I couldn't listen. But I've been following you ever since you came to RBN, which has been several years now, and I've thoroughly enjoyed your broadcast. But you're absolutely right. I mean, The same with these websites being taken down. You know, Farron, I'm sure you remember, because you and I are right in that same age bracket. I think I might be a little older than you are, but not by much. If I am, I'm not by much. But there was a time in this country when censorship was absolutely unheard of. You would have never heard about any group of people being censored, any group of people not being able to protest. But then again, that was a time when you did not need a permit to exercise your right to free political speech. What's the First Amendment about? It's not about the right to protest a guy's funeral because he's gay. The First Amendment, when it talks about freedom of speech, in our founders' intent, was intended to allow, to recognize your right speak out against the tyrannical government when you thought the government was not a lie. That's what the First Amendment, as far as free speech, is all about. And you can't do that now. You can't have a protest without a permit. So if you have to have a permit, or you have to go to a free speech zone, how does that fall in line with the right to freedom of speech shall not be infringed? It does not. You are regulating rights, but now it's not a right, ladies and gentlemen. It is a privilege. And you know why they get away with this? Because you let them. You That's let true. Them do this. You don't stand up. You don't say, go piss up a rope, Mr. Politician. I have the right to free speech. We have the right to peaceably assemble. We do not need permits. And you ain't got a tail big enough to hold all of us. This is why I get harassed when I go to town. Because I simply won't shut up.
Well, it's amazing how they have successfully used the race card to preach this narrative of, you know, if anyone is racist, and some of these, you know, we've got groups now that's suing the SPLC, church groups. If a church just espouses that they're opposed to homosexuality, the SPLC is putting them on a list as a hate group. They're using this hate. You know, you can't. Everything is hate speech. And eliminating websites. And you know, I don't ever listen to Alex Jones very much. But you know, I haven't heard much said that he's come. That, you know, he wraps himself in the First Amendment, condemning these websites being removed. And you know, I go back to freedom of speech. You know, even if I believe Black Lives Matter should absolutely have the right to have a website. Antifa, whoever, as long as you know they're not espousing violence, I don't see why what the problem is. If I don't like it, I won't go read it. It's not going to hurt me, sticks and stones. But they're successfully doing this. And other than Tucker Carlson and a few others, and broadcasts like this, very little is being said. And this is the slippery slope. This is what it reminds me of. Here in North Carolina, everyone was against the seatbelt law. Well, they put it in place. It was just a $25 fine, and it didn't go on your license. And well, the people accepted it. Well, after a year or two of that, you know, it was $50, then $75. Now it's $161, and it does go on your license. So they get the foot in the door, and then they run with the ball. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to say, Art? And I really appreciate the phone call today.
Well, you know, you touched on something else with the whole bakery and, you know, government saying, no, you have to do this. What happened to your right to contract? You have a right to contract with whoever you want to contract with, or deny contract with those that you don't want to deny, that you don't want to. And I'm way out of it like this. If you're a faggot and you go into, or a homosexual, whatever you want to call yourself, in this transgender garbage, you're drag queens. Let's stop it, okay? You're drag queens. If you go in, you want to get married, and the baker says, no, I don't do gay weddings, go to another damn bakery. Just go to another bakery. The government has no business coming in and telling any business owner who they must do business with. That removes your right to contract. That removes from you your right, if you go along with it, you gave up your right to do business as you so choose. But anyway, Farron, keep up the good work, man. You're doing a banging job, and you got my support all the way. And folks, stop laying down for all of this garbage. Start standing up. It don't matter how many crooked eyes or dirty looks you get when you're in town. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to let people know the truth. Stop hiding in the corners. We're not going to get anything done as long as we keep hiding in the corners. Again, like I said, this is why I get harassed when I go to town, because I won't shut up, and I do piss people off, and I know it. But you know why I keep doing it? Because this country and our children are worth it. Thanks, Farron, and we'll talk to you another time, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Fred in Michigan, then we've got Michael in New York coming up. Fred, how are you doing today? What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, fair enough. Remember the anti-BDS legislative act? I think Frank in North Carolina reported it's H.R. 1697. Have you kept track of that? Has that been authorized? Imagine both houses of Congress would have to do that, and then the trumpet man would have to sign it into law. But relative to anti-BDS, my response would be to have a major impact. We all should be campaigning in our own local venues to recall all American taxpayer corporate welfare contributions since 1948. Recall it all with interest, of course. And let's see, we would have to terminate AIPAC. Tex Mars, you got to check in with him, interview him. I think he said there's like 3,600 of these Babylonian Talmudic, I'll say bastard Babylonian Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic, serpent, because they do worship Hasatan, Satan, Lucifer. And that's why Tex Mars did the book Holy Serpent of the Jews, their most prominent satanic, bastard, Babylonian, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic rabbis boast about it. They worship their god as Lucifer, etc. Okay, so we have to terminate, we have to outlaw all of those Talmudic, whatever you want to call them. FBI in 2004, according to Hitchcock, Synagogue of Satan, they disclosed an expose on AIPAC, and they concluded it's a 65,000-member spy terrorist network here in America, 65,000 strong. So based on that alone, I would advocate that they all be rounded up. And I got a proposition. You know, there's this expression, great white supremacist or something like that. I'm kind of in love with the great white shark, okay? So my vision, as I say, an ultimate wet dream, is to round up all of these satanic, bastard Babylonian, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, serpent, semenite, supremacist, racist, especially the Shabad or the Chabad Lubridicker Lubavitchers, round them all up, man, and feed them to great white. Great white shark, okay? My ultimate wet dream right there. But we really need to focus on bombarding, besieging U.S. senators and congressmen with the demand, not a request. Look, Farron, they swear an oath. That's a verbally consummated contract via their charter called the Constitution, okay? Then we pay their salaries. That's another contract, okay? So we hold them accountable on the basis of those contracts, which constitute what's called the public trust. And whenever they sponsor, fund, equip, the enemy of us, Israel. How do you like that? Israel, Saturnalia, Star of David, Hexagram, Rothschild, Bank of England, Israel. So we will ban all of the Israelites, from Congress. Any of them that are in Congress, any of them that are taking money from AIPAC or any of these other terror groups, they need to be imprisoned for sedition.
Hey, thank you so much, Fred. I'm going to answer your question on the other side, and then I'm going to go to Michael because we've got just about 4 minutes left. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. Just about 4 minutes left. I wanted to say to Fred that BDS movement, they have moved that into the states. 23 different states. I don't have it in front of me, but I reported on it several weeks ago. 23 different states, including the state of North Carolina, legislature has approved that anti-boycott Israel, Bill, and I was just reading earlier this morning where there's been several companies now that's fell under that where, you know, they've been found out as trying to so they've took it. I know it passed the Senate, but they didn't get it through the House, I believe, memory serves, but they're pushing it through the states now, and they're pushing it through the states with record speed and a lot of success. So that's where I know we're at on that. Michael, in New York, we got about 4 minutes. They're yours. How you doing today, sir?
Good morning, sir. All is well. Hope all is well, sir. Thank you. I'm just going to fly through this. Regarding Europe and the Islamic invasion that they want to bring here, too, let's just have another reminder who's behind all that.
There's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Boy, that should be played, aired every day, everywhere, just for the reminder who's behind all this. And, you know, the old term of Obama, transformation, you know, it's right there. Transform America, transform Europe, transform the world into a cesspool of crap. And when you said that regarding everything going on, and you know we're not being crushed, we should be crushed by it, something to that effect you said, sir. And I just want to say that we are being crushed by it. The weight of corruption and the ungodly lifestyles that are occurring throughout our country are crushing us, along with the economic situation that they've imposed upon us. We are being crushed. It's a gradual crushing effect, but we are being crushed, and it's clear, and the evidence is very clear for that. And I just like to say that in Israel recently, they just passed a law that any Messianic Jews over there, which are technically Jews that believe Jesus is their Messiah, cannot get married in Israel. So much for the Judeo-Christian relationship, right? That BS line they've been feeding us for centuries now. And so we got nothing in common with them, and they make it very obvious. And then last, I would just like to say that this extreme violent weather, it's really not man-made all in all, because it's occurring globally. And again, we have volcanic and earthquake activity increasing dramatically as well around the planet. So this is something greater than just man-made as far as HAARP created weather warfare kind of thing. No, it's much greater than that. And it's due to exactly what I said. All the corruption and the immoral lifestyle on the planet, man is so out of touch with reality, the natural world. So there's going to be a house cleaning.
Hey, thank you so much, Michael. We're out of time. And yeah, that story, I had that story with me today and didn't get to it about Messianic Jews can't marry in Israel. It's amazing. But hey, thank you so much. Enjoyed your comments. We're out of time for today. And until next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.